Fort William First Nation. Residents who resort to dangerous methods of dealing with nuisance bears on Fort William First Nation are at risk of watching their garbage pile up, uncollected, at the end of the driveway. The leadership of Fort William First Nation has issued a community notice after learning some people may be attempting to develop their own bear deterrents, in particular with the use of balloons filled with bleach or electrifying garbage bins. In the notice, Interim CEO Leo Bannon said, "We are strongly discouraging community members against the use of any of these practices as they are not only ineffective, they are dangerous to our community members, domestic pets and public works staff." The notice warned that garbage collection will be stopped immediately at any addresses where these or any other unsafe bear deterrents are being used. Chief Michelle Solomon acknowledged in an interview Monday that her community has seen an escalating number of bears this year. "I haven't had a problem at my place, but there's definitely been a couple of moms with three or four cubs trailing behind them. So bears are being a real nuisance in the community. Of course, you know, people are getting frustrated with the bears coming and getting into the garbage cans." But Solomon was quick to add it's not appropriate to use any unsafe deterrents. She said it was a social media post about using bleach-filled balloons that prompted the public notice. "Thankfully, they actually posted on Facebook, because this triggered for us. This is a health and safety issue for our public works staff. We can't have staff being exposed to these methods to deal with bears. And of course, it can also have implications for the bears themselves, and their health and safety." Garbage is collected twice a week on the First Nation. Solomon suggested this should help residents keep their garbage in the home until collection day. "We collect garbage twice a week, and that's really a method to reduce the amount of attraction for bears." A long time ago, the chief added, bears would be dealt with. They would be destroyed if they continued to keep coming into the community. Today we can call the MNR and have the bears removed by other means. According to the community notice, Fort William First Nation officials are reaching out to the ministry about the ongoing problem. The notice also listed a range of things people can do on their own, including store garbage in a bear-resistant container with a tight-fitting lid in a secure shed or garage. Don't stockpile garbage. Take it to an approved disposal facility regularly. Keep meat scraps in the freezer until collection day. Remove grease and food residue from barbecue grills. Don't put meat, fish or fruit in an outdoor composter. Pick all ripe fruit off trees or from the ground. Frequently wash garbage cans and lids with a strong-smelling disinfectant. Local resident Leo Desmoulin said the bears seem to be a lot hungrier this year, and that cubs appear to be more numerous. "I see lots of them. I hear when the dogs start barking. I have a dog in the yard that keeps the bears at bay. But they like the garbage boxes. They were here first, and they're just hungry. That's all." Desmoulin said he hopes that once the wild berries ripen, bears will be less likely to wander into residential neighborhoods in search of food. With files from Lee Noonan, TBT News.